Hi, this is Margot. This is Sunday, July 16th, 2017, and today I'm going to start a new series, and it's on spiritual warfare. This is part one, and I'm going to go over the basics of spiritual warfare and just a simple basic binding and casting out that you can do to get rid of demons or unclean spirits that are in you or around you. So I'm going to start with just a little bit of explanation. Why do we need spiritual warfare? Well, generally, when we talk about spiritual warfare, we want to use spiritual warfare because we're coming under attack. What you want to realize is that there's a battle going on, and it's playing out in 3D, but it's coming down from the heavens, and it's a spiritual battle that's being played out here in 3D, and we are like pawns in this interdimensional chess game that are being used. And just like there are sides in the chess game, there are sides down here too. So it depends on which side you're on. It depends on what you've been doing. It depends on how bright your light is, how powerful you are, and what God has in plan for you for your life, as to how much attack you might come under. Some people might come under a lot of attack. Some people might not come under very much attack. It just depends. But we're all coming under attack, and it's getting worse and worse as the days and weeks go by, as we go into this darker period. I do believe we are in the end times, and it gets darkest right before the end, before we get out. So in the meantime, we need to be able to discern. We need to be able to know when we're coming under attack, and we need to know what to do if we're coming under attack. And we also need to know how to become unentangled with other people's energies or entities or emotions and things like that. So these are the kind of things I'm going to be talking about in this series. But the first one today is just the basics and how to do a simple binding and casting out. And I started doing spiritual warfare a few years ago, because I was living in an apartment where I felt like I didn't feel safe, and I started using spiritual warfare, and it started working for a lot of stuff, and it did keep me safe, kept me, made things happen. I mean, you start doing this, and it will make things happen, because it shifts the energy, and you go from being a victim to fighting back. Because the dark side wants you to shrink and wants you to not fight back. A lot of people, when they think about spiritual warfare or fighting back, they're afraid, because they're afraid that they might come under more attack, or they might draw attention to themselves. But I tell them, you're already under attack, and you need to learn some tools and start fighting back so that you're not a victim for the rest of your life. And you do need to take a stand, because if you don't take a stand, by default, you'll go down the drain. You'll go down the tubes, down with the dark side. And pretty soon, everybody is going to have to take a stand. There won't be any time for you to think about it, and you're just going to have to make a choice. And it's like, which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the side for goodness and righteousness and light and God and Jesus? Or are you going to be on the side of materialism and greed and hatred and anger and killing and Satan? And, you know, which is it going to be? So, you know, people need to get really studied up in these techniques. They need to start learning some techniques and practicing them, because in the end, this may be the only thing that you have to save yourself in the battle. It really may be the only thing that you have. So, the first thing is how to bind and cast out demons and unclean spirits. And this is my version of binding and casting out. And I'll explain it, but I'll just go through it. And I'll go through it like I'm doing it on myself. And then I'll explain all the different parts of it. In the name and authority of Jesus Christ and Yahweh Elohim, I bind and cast out all demons and unclean spirits that are in me or around me. I bind and cast them out now and command them to go into the cage. And I command all the ones controlling those demons and unclean spirits into the cage. And I lock the cage door shut, and I put it at the feet of Jesus and Yahweh for them to judge. And that's the basic binding and casting out. That's my version that I've come up with. And it starts out, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ and Yahweh Elohim. And you always want to say, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, because Jesus has authority over all these demons. And through him, through being connected to Jesus, and he's our brother because he came here to help us and to save us, by being connected to him and believing in him, he's given us authority to rule over these demons and unclean spirits and get rid of them. And I say, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ and Yahweh Elohim. And Yahweh Elohim is the name that God told me that he wanted to go by, he, she wanted to go by. So the first line is, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ and Yahweh Elohim, I bind and cast out all the demons and unclean spirits that are in me or around me. I bind and cast them out now and command them to go into the cage. And so when you bind and cast out these demons and unclean spirits, you want to direct them. You want to tell them where to go. And so I visualize a cage and command them to go into the cage. Otherwise, if they just go out of you, they might return in 5 or 10 minutes or whenever. And so you don't want that. So just command them to go into the cage. And then you also want to command all the ones controlling those demons and unclean spirits into the cage as well. Because all the demons have a boss. They came on assignment to harass you. And everybody, all the Christians and people, good people, have lots and lots of demons assigned to them, and the demon's jobs, the part of the demon's job is to harass you and make you uncomfortable and make you feel bad and make you confused and to doubt yourself and to doubt what's going on, and maybe even cause you to have accidents, make you be sick, can give you anger. They love anger, they love fights, anything like that. So this is the energy that they're attracted to, and the energy that they try to provoke out of you, and then they feed on that energy. And it keeps you from being in an equilibrium and in a mental state where you can connect with God and be calm and be able to think clearly and discern and figure things out. And so Satan wants you confused, especially in the end times here. And things are ramping up so fast, it is so confusing. So if you've got anything hanging around you, it's just going to confuse you even more. So after you command the demons and unclean spirits into the cage and the ones controlling them into the cage, you can also modify the prayer. Like if you have been somewhere and you feel like you might have picked up something, picked up any entities, it's just good to do it anyway. But if you've been somewhere in a crowd or at work or anywhere at all, and you can say, anything that I picked up while I was out today, I command those demons and unclean spirits into the cage and the ones controlling them into the cage. Or there might be ones connected to a certain person that you're around, and you can command those demons and unclean spirits into the cage if they're bothering you. And so after you get through commanding all the demons and unclean spirits into the cage, then you say, I lock the cage door shut, and this is so they won't come out, and I put it at the feet of Jesus and Yahweh for them to judge. And then Jesus and Yahweh will judge the demons and decide what to do with them, because it's not our job to judge them. That's Jesus and God's job. But we can command them to leave us and to leave us alone so that we can be in peace and be able to live our lives and do what we need to do here without being harassed and under attack all the time. And you also want to ask for the holy warrior angels to come and protect you and put them all around your house inside and out, and put them around your car and your bank accounts, and so that they can keep an eye on things and just protect you, so that the demons won't come in. And another thing you want to do, if you haven't done it, say a prayer, the forgiveness prayer, where you ask for forgiveness for your sins. And this is good to do even if you don't know if you've got sin in your life or not. Obvious sin. I mean, we all have something. It may not be obvious, but I say, Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. All my sins. The ones known and unknown, and the ones that I don't know about, please bring them to my attention so that I can ask for forgiveness and so that I can stop doing that behavior. Because unless you know that you're doing something that's wrong, you're just going to keep doing it. You're going to keep doing that behavior until it's brought to your attention. And so I ask for, please, Jesus, bring any sins that I need to know about to my attention so that I can ask for specific forgiveness for those sins and so that I can stop doing that behavior and keep reinforcing that. And then I also ask for the Holy Spirit to fill me, wash me clean. And I say, I ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that I can have spirit-filled eyes, heart, mind, and discernment. And when you ask for that, it will come in. When you sincerely ask for that, what happens is you start seeing the world differently. And you, when you ask for discernment from the Holy Spirit, it will cut through all the lies and deceit so that you can be discerning, because you don't want to be lied to and you don't want to be deceived. And nowadays, it's really hard to know when you are being deceived or manipulated. And so that's another good thing to do. You can also ask for the angels to go before you and to clear and sanctify your path as you're getting ready to leave for the day, or, you know, going to work or whatever, and things tend to go a little easier. And then if the attacks keep coming, then you can also rebuke Satan. Say, "Satan, I rebuke you. I rebuke you, Satan. I command you to leave me now and take all of your minions and unclean spirits with you and go back to the abyss and don't come back. I rebuke you, Satan. I'm a child of God and Jesus is my brother, and you have no right to me. I rebuke you and command you to leave me now and don't come back." So all of those are really good to start with. Sometimes we can have contracts that we made with a demon or unclean spirit or with a group of people. It can be generational. It can be, we might have done it, didn't even know that we did the contract. It might have been done against our will. And there might be curses or spells on us that can also be keeping us down and keeping us confused and locked into a certain behavior or patterns. And so you can also say, "And I break any contracts, spells, agreements, generational curses, spells, witchcraft, or anything done against me with either that I knew about or that I don't know about, seen or unseen, known or unknown, from any dimension, lifetime, or any source at all, and make them null and void now." Because sometimes there can be contracts from past lives, future lives, other dimensional lifetimes, other parts of ourselves. I mean, it's a whole laundry list. So that's the basics. And there are other things you can do if you go through all of these things and you still have problems. But I'll go into these more in detail in future videos. And I found that I can only really do binding and casting out for the person that I'm working with. Sometimes when I'm working with someone, I'll find that their spouse has a demon in them or around them, and they ask me to, you know, do a little mini exorcism on the spouse, and I can't do that. I can't do anything without the person's knowledge and without their consent and their cooperation. They have to want me to work with them, and they have to want the change. They have to want to be free of any kind of attachments or demonic control that they might have. And unless they want that, unless they ask for my help, I can't do it. So it's a tricky situation when you have one partner who like wants to be free of all this stuff, but you got the other one who might be perfectly possessed, and so he's got a demon controlling him, and then there's other demons around. But you know, there are ways that the one who wants the protection, you know, can protect themselves. But it's kind of tough, you know, when you're in that situation where you have to live with someone who's demonically controlled or perfectly possessed, like Malachi Martin said. But there are cases like that, and I see it quite a bit. So I'll talk more about that in future videos too. And if you have any questions, you can put them in the comments section. I've set the comments to where I have to approve them before they'll be posted and made public. So, you know, if your comment doesn't show up immediately, it means that I have to review it and approve it. But if you do have a question about spiritual warfare, you can put it in the comments section, or you can send me a private message through YouTube, or you can send me an email through my website at margoshealingcorner.com. Just go to the Contact Margo page and send me an email if you have a question about spiritual warfare, and I'll try to answer it, or I'll put it in my videos coming up. So that's our lesson for today, Spiritual Warfare, Lesson 1, Binding and Casting Out. And, just a little note. Once you start doing this, you might come under more attack, because the demons don't want to let go of you. They don't want to let go of their food source, their energy source. And it doesn't mean to stop. It doesn't mean to stop doing what you're doing. It means that you're on the right track. And there are lots of good websites out there that teach about spiritual warfare. I will be talking about some of these websites as we go along. And there are prayers you can do and this and that. But there's a lot of stuff on spiritual warfare. But this is what I've come up with that works for me and my clients. And you can start getting some immediate relief with this stuff. So, I'm Margo. I hope you have a great rest of the day. And I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. I've been working with people to get their implants out and help free them up energetically so they can make their divine connection. Time is short. If you would like to do a session with me, contact me through margoshealingcorner.com. And until next time, be safe and God bless. Goodbye.